Oh, what is up? What is up? Coming at you live Friday morning. First morning podcast, maybe?
First
of
morning.
All time. I think we might start shifting this direction. Makes things a little easier. Get it out to you. You need a little lunchtime hour snack. Catch it on your way home from work. Man, a little more convenient, a little bit more, you know. I think the people will appreciate this too, because the bets are a little bit easier to hit. The lines are out. Just makes everything easier. So thanks for coming in again. Episode 5. Just me and J.O. in the cut today. No guest.
No celebrities.
Figured might as well just throw back to the old days. Real quick, count of three. One big deep breath. 1, 2, 3. The madness. The madness. It was extra mad this year.
Yeah, good. Why God. Is everybody mad?
Why are you so mad?
Everybody's just beating everybody that's not supposed to be beating everybody.
It's been fun, though. Fun to watch. And I think that considering there was no tournament last year, it has been everything we could have dreamed of. You know, OT, early, buzzer beaters, Cinderellas, anything and everything you could ever ask for in a tournament. It's going great. And guess what? We don't have to deal with the schools that I hate so much, like Duke and all those guys.
Yeah, guys didn't even pull up.
Yeah, so it's been great. I want to give a special shout-out to Oral Roberts. I almost went there, actually, to go play baseball. Pretty cool little school.
Not the Oral Roberts.
Hey, everything, like all the buildings are gold-plated and stuff.
Makes sense now. Makes sense.
It's sick, honestly. It was sick.
Where is Oral Roberts?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I thought or they were like close. I thought they were like up northeast.
No, yeah. Pretty much in Texas's backyard.
Funny story. So, shout out my girlfriend Bailey Ollie. They played Oral Roberts and I went to this game and I was like the only person in the stands. I think it was like during spring break or something.
Where was the game?
Oh, not spring break. During
in San Marcos?
Christmas break. Yeah, in San Marcos. And these girls from Oral Roberts were shooting lights out off the backboard.
What?
Bro, threes from deep glass. Glass.
Like, on got, purpose?
I don't know. Like, to the point where I was like, it's gotta be like they're trying to hit the back. Like, I'm talking about from deep, just bang, bang, glass. I'm like, jumper, glass.
Dude, that
everything
is
glass.
Sick.
I'm like, hey, fire me up. You would have thought we were in like 1958.
Oh my gosh, dude. I would have loved to see that.
Oh, I'm talking about like over the head shot off the backboard.
That
bang.
That's like a skill you would buy on 2K for your player just to be like kind of swaggy. Like every shot was a bang shot.
Yeah. But it was like, it wasn't like they were like floating it. It was like line drive off the glass. Bang, bang. Like, you wow. know, the quick ones that hit and like fall. Yeah. It was like, doom. I was like, all right.
Hell yeah. Hell
hey,
yeah.
Shout out Roberts.
Well, shout
glass.
Out.
I'm going to call
Roberts.
Him glass.
Yeah. So 15 seed, obviously making some noise. Could potentially win the next game. We'll get there later. Maybe we'll get there. But real quick on the bets. Hey, if you're not following us on the socials,
you're losing.
You're losing money, guys. It's so easy. SAHD Sports, Instagram, Twitter. Come check us out, man. Seriously, we're giving out bets. The podcasts come out, what, once a week, twice a week right now? The bets are coming out every day. Every day we're sending in picks. We're hitting at 60% right now in the last 2 weeks since championship week in college basketball started. That is professional guys, really good professional guys, are like 56%. Now, obviously, that's a way larger sample size. We're just getting in the mix right now. That's 2 weeks.
Well, I think I'm pretty professional.
Hey, but that's what I'm saying. We're giving you good numbers. Come get you some of that.
Hey, we're not playing around with them.
I have the statistics here for you. I think, J.O., you are 14 of 25, at least ones that you sent out.
Yeah, I forget to send them sometimes.
Yeah, hey, there's a lot out there. It's hard to remember all of them. And I was 21 of 33. So that puts us at 35 for 58. It's pretty good. That's not losing money, I'll tell you that much. And several of those, I think 4 or 5 of those were parlays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hit one last night.
We only counted as one bet.
Yeah, I hit one last night for the boys and forgot.
Yep, forgot.
I had to tell the boys.
Yeah. We need some hate mail. Give us some hate mail on the gram or the Twitter.
Sorry. But hey, I'll be back today.
So seriously, give us a follow. Like I said, the podcasts come out a little less occasionally. We would like to wrap up more general sports stuff, obviously, but we're giving you that Monday, the hashtag free money, hashtag Nietzsche.
Baseball, too, is going
to be right around the corner. Yeah, we're going to get to the MLB a little bit later on. But, yeah, give us a follow on there. And if you don't have social media, hey, go get you one. Just for the love. Just so you can be with the boys all the time. Or a.k.a. the dads.
No doubt.
So, it's only fitting we dive right into the madness. I know we've hinted on it a little bit, but I think we need to give a little shout-out to the bracket on Tournament Challenge. I don't know if you can still join the bracket. If you can.
I don't even want to look.
If you can, come on. Come join the boys. We got Tanner in first place right now with 420 points. He's also got the Zags winning. So
that guy lost.
That's oh, don't even get me started on Baylor. But yeah, I'm not sure who Tanner is. If you're out there listening, Tanner, much love. Good job. I'm hawking your ass down though. I'm right behind you in third place. And Mikey Ilardi, much love. Italian Stallion and Jai Norman.
Oh, Jai is involved?
So Jai and Mikey are in second right now, but Jai's in trouble because his max is 1360. And and Tanner's only 1180, so he's in trouble too. Never mind. But they have – Mikey has Arkansas winning. Mikey, what are you doing, bro?
Arkansas?
You know who else has Arkansas winning? My boy Milo from Australia who went to Arkansas. So that should tell you that you should not bet on Arkansas. Do not bet on Arkansas.
I mean, Arkansas has – they're going to beat Oral Roberts.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oral Roberts shocked the nation.
But I'm for sure
over Arkansas.
You're taking a money line?
I might. I'm going to definitely take him spread.
Plus 11 is a lot of points.
That is a lot of points. And Oral Roberts can score the basketball, boy.
Do they use the bank too?
I wish. If they did, I would bet my life savings on them.
Really?
Just because.
Oh, before we get into madness, let me tell you the most electric story the other day. So me and Kloster are at Kraft House hanging out, eating dinner.
Uh-oh.
And this guy to the right of us looks at us and goes, "Who'd y'all take?" And Kloster goes, "I got Texas, plus 1.5 live bet." The dude goes, "I got $10 Abilene Christian right here." And so everybody's in there. I'm talking about there's like 10 dudes at this point watching.
Yeah.
There's guys behind us knowing. And we're watching and we're so locked in. Kloster is tripping. Because then Texas takes that lead. And then whenever they got fouled, oh, I knew it was over. Poor Kloster. What's some free throws, though?
Oh, man.
What about some free throws from the big boy?
And he had a super low field goal percentage on the year, from what I understand.
Clutch. That was a tough loss for Texas.
Yeah, I'm not a Texas fan. I was out at the local watering hole, Chimmy's La Cerveceria. They need to sponsor us by now already. But and longtime Texas fan, went to Texas, played golf, probably I don't know how old's Todd, probably 58 to 65.
Todd's
range.
A golfer?
Yeah, he played golf at UT.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So whole family UT fans, obviously, everything. I saw him Sunday, and he was like, "I'm done. I'm officially done as a Longhorns fan. I will never be a Longhorns fan ever again." And he's always wearing a UT polo.
Yeah.
He had a red polo on.
Oh,
plain
no.
Plain red polo. Sick. I was like, "You know what, Todd? You might be serious, man."
Yeah, he's not playing
around. Poor bastard. Man, that's so tough. But, yeah, that was a tough loss. I lost the bet to the guy for 10.
But you won.
But I won the live bet because they lost by one point. So I ended up coming out like $30 on it.
Yeah,
so
bad.
Yeah, not
I
bad.
I just thought it was electric how the dude looks over at us and goes, "Who y'all got?" Who wants to
bet? It made it way more fun, yeah. Too. Way more fun. Because I think we left pretty
quick. I wish I knew that dude's name.
I know.
I respect it. He came up on a quick 10.
He did. Shit. He was hustling me. He might be part of the mob or something.
Yeah. He looked like it.
He did. He really did. Obviously, we talked a little bit about the Oral Roberts upsets. Two big wins. I see them beating Arkansas again.
No.
I thought it was hilarious. So many brackets. First game of the bracket, Virginia Tech, Florida, and so many people had bet on Virginia Tech, and they had made that video about them just being underrated and no one appreciated them, and smack, smack, I don't know which button it is, but I wish it did.
Yeah. How you going to make a video underrated and get clapped? Come on.
I know. So that was good. Obviously, we had Ohio State going deep, both of us. Oral Roberts killed that. But I'm on the Oral Roberts bandwagon now, so I'm okay with it. And Mike Beckett's still solid. So we're going to be all right.
Klossy likes everybody.
Klossy
is a fan of everybody.
I'm a fan of good sports entertainment. How does that sound?
Good sports entertainment.
Yeah, that sounded like a cop out for sure. Here we go. Oregon State, smack. We took Oregon State to win that game. They're going to win again, by the way.
Who are they playing?
So they are in the Sweet 16. Pac-12 has four teams in the Sweet 16. Do you think you can name all four of them without looking at your bracket?
Oregon State.
Okay.
USC.
Yep. USC play? Oregon. Nice.
And
think of R.L. Grimes song.
I don't know the last one.
UCLA.
UCLA, yeah. Hey. They beat the crap out of Abilene, right?
And I could see them winning against Bama, maybe.
Bama's good.
Bama shoots a three like a mug, but UCLA could maybe beat them. I don't know if I'm going to take that, but because I have Alabama beating them in my bracket. I know that for sure. Let's see. Oregon State plays Loyola Chicago.
Loyola's, bro, they're lit.
They're sick.
They're lit. They're Granny. Sick.
So, yes.
Granny's lit.
We got to get her name completely right. We cannot disrespect her because she...
So what is she? She's the president?
Basically dapping God right now.
Is she president?
No, she's just like a huge...
fan?
Yeah.
Dude, what a beast. Just pulls up every game.
100 and... her name is Sister Jean. Jean Dolores Schmidt. She's 102 years old. Dang. Almost. 101. 101.
Dang.
Yeah, she turns 102 in August. And she is sharp. Yeah. Like, she is super sharp for a 100-year-old woman. I haven't met a lot of 100-year-old women. I had a grandmother or great-grandmother, something like that. I guess it was like a great-great, maybe, or something. I don't know. Somebody in my family was like 97. And then on my stepdad's side, there's several of them up there, like 95. And, yeah, they're all sharp. It's pretty impressive, man.
Really?
They're probably sharper than me.
90. I mean, 100. That is electric. 100.
And she apparently knows basketball. She was saying a prayer the other day, and she was talking about they don't shoot the field goal percentage, the three well,
she
and doesn't
it.
Play good defense. I was like, man, holy cow. Sister Jean, and God is real.
Don't play around with them.
Do not mess with Loyola Chicago in the tourney. But I think that
they're like 26-4 on the year.
Yeah, but I think their tournament comes to an end. Oregon State, Beaver Nation.
I'm taking Loyola.
Beaver Nation. I love it. You, how much you want to bet? I'll bet you.
I'll bet you $20.
20? All right, straight up. Or on the can I have the spread? I don't know what the spread is, but
who's favorite?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, we'll take spread. I'll take spread because I think I got points.
No chance.
I think it's plus 3.
All right, I bet you 20 bucks right now that Oregon State has the points.
All right. Oh, you're right.
Is it
7?
Oregon State gets 7 points. Ooh.
I'm not betting.
Hammer.
That. I'm not betting.
Hammer.
That's
fans.
A bad bet. Bad
stats
bet.
Out there. Plus
is
7.
Oregon State that bad?
They were a 12 seed. And they were a 12 seed in the Pac-12 tournament and won it. And that's how they got in. And now they're in the Sweet 16.
Oh, so they got a chance. Well,
yeah. They should smack them. But Oregon State, they got a chip on their shoulder, and it's Beaver Nation. How can you not cheer for Beaver Nation?
Oh, they're going home. I don't like Oregon State.
I hated Oregon State growing up because they used to always beat UNC in the College World Series. I love UNC. Once again, another team that Klossy likes. And
of course, Klossy likes every damn team in the country. He likes everyone on every corner.
Hey.
He's got a couple in the middle. Every corner he's got one.
I got too much love. too much love. I just got to hand it out to everybody.
I feel like you like them because they're colors.
Yeah, hell yeah. Baby blue is a fire. And that's really not baby blue. That's like, they call it Tar Heel blue now, but it's like, it's a little bit, I don't know.
So do you still have Gonzaga winning?
100%. They're sick to watch. They're sick to watch. Oklahoma was good, and they smacked them by 16, 17. You won that bet.
Lost that bet.
Oh, because you took Oklahoma. Yeah. Idiot. I took Gonzaga and won.
They missed like a wide open layup, like two free throws to cover the spread.
Hey, game knows.
What are you doing?
Game knows. That's all I have to say about that. And if you disagree, smell you. There really wasn't any other massive ones. We talked about Abilene Christian smacking UT. Syracuse is deep. They're still in it. They're an 11 seed. I had them going there. So
really?
Oh, yeah.
Who'd they beat last?
They beat West Virginia.
Oh, that hurts.
Yep. 3 seed. And I thought the ACC was going to come into the tournament super underrated. They've been beating up on each other all year. Duke and UNC and all those schools had kind of off years. I really just thought they were all pretty solid. They were just smacking each other. And
Houston's going to slaughter Syracuse.
Oh, I agree. I have Houston in the Final Four. Actually, I have Houston in the national championship against Gonzaga.
What?
Yeah, I love it. Fabian White, Atascocita alum. We stole from Kingwood. Sick. Even better.
Sorry, Baylor's got baby Donovan Mitchell, so we're good.
Oh, Baylor is going to get beat.
No, they're not.
By Villanova this round.
They've been smacking people, too.
I'm telling you, Villanova, upset alert. Villanova over the Baylor Bears. Shout out all you Baylor Bear fans out there that listen to the show. I know you're out there, Jacob Zolman and Jonathan Higginbotham and all you guys.
Hey, I'm with y'all.
Big Higgy.
I'm with the boys. Baylor.
Nova. Cats, see ya, send ya home. They probably packed their bags already, honestly. And who could blame them? They don't even play till tomorrow. First of all, I love, I don't know, is it always this long of a break in between
the first two rounds and Sweet 16? I think it's because they have to travel to bubbles.
Okay, because I thought 4 days feels like a long time.
Yeah, because they gotta travel to bubbles.
But I liked it. We took a little mental health day, played some golf. I smacked some kids around.
Yeah, I suck.
By the way, yeah, clubs for sale. JL. Yeah,
my clubs. I got some good ones too. Trust me, they don't make you better.
The sim.
Yeah, the sim works.
Yeah, the driver
is not the problem.
Yeah, the irons.
They just that my name new name is Duffy.
Oh yeah,
I just duff everything.
Yeah. There would be holes. Call him and be like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's shooting like double bogey. And I'm like, how? He's like, yeah, he duffed one. Oh, maybe two.
Yeah, I duffed two.
I was like, oh, golly.
Yeah. And guys, if you know I'm golfing, by the way, just with all my friends, quit calling me while I'm on the golf course. All right. I'm trying to lock in.
Yeah. He was, what was that? Hole 3. You're out in front of the green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duff.
Duff.
Your phone was on the ground. You're on speaker. Duff. Short of the green, duff. I'm like, ooh, I have a chance. I'm back in it because I just tripled the hole before.
and then I hit it like an inch from the hole, and I was like, all right, yeah. Leave me alone, people.
Please, please. I'm going to take pretty much the spread against just about I think the underdogs have been fun to watch this year. I don't see a whole lot more of them winning anymore.
Oral Roberts is going to lose.
Besides Oral Roberts, I already said that.
They're going to lose Arkansas.
No, they're not. Okay. No, they're not. Shock the nation. That's. I don't think Arkansas is that good. I didn't think Texas Tech was that good. And Arkansas barely beat Texas Tech.
I don't think Gonzaga is that good.
Oh, my God. Okay, what do you not like about Gonzaga?
Them.
Okay, what about them? Come on.
When they play a team like Baylor that can do everything they can do, watch out. Like Oklahoma couldn't do what they could do. No, I'm telling you, they're going to size them up. They're not going to know what to do.
Look,
right now they're just playing because they're playing these little boys. Once they're going to play the big dogs,
We're going to see. They playing these little boys all year, and when they run into a big dog, they're going to know what to do. They've been man with them labs. I'm telling you, when they hit that pit bull, it's a whole different ball game.
Whatever, man. I hope that Baylor does make the championship.
Nothing would fire me up more than Gonzaga versus Baylor.
Yeah, I would love that shit.
That would be the game.
Oh, the people would love it.
We would watch it on the podcast.
Oh, we would. We'd probably live announce it.
Live announce it.
That'd be cool.
Bang!
Bang! Bang! Bang!
That's my favorite. Oh. What's that guy's name that says that?
Man, I don't know.
Bang!
It's in the
NBA Finals, dude. Every year, just bang!
That fires me up.
Dude, that's all you need. That's the only call you need. I wish. Have you ever seen that commercial that they have that's TurboTax and it's like free, 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 and free, and he's like the yoga. I wish that he would announce a basketball, just bang, 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 bang in the corner, bang, 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 bang. Oh, man.
Figure out that guy's name.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
What's his name? Bang. That dude is electric. He's a... God.
Mike Breen.
Bang!
Yep.
Yep, that's him.
That's him.
Bang! From the corner.
Oh, this meme is awesome. I'm going to have to put that out on the Instagram and the Twitter. Oh, man, that's sick. All right. March Madness. We love you so much. Thank you so much for coming back. We've been crushing it on the bets. Let's go through real quick, wrap it all up. Go through the 8 games of Sweet 16, it's Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to be playing. I'll be up in Dallas, not being able to watch as much as I wish, but that's all right. I'll be keeping there in spirit. Game 1, Oregon State, Loyola Chicago, Saturday morning.
Well,
the spread is what? -7?
Mm-hmm.
I would say bet your rent on Oregon State.
Dude, I might take Oregon State on that.
Bet your rent on Oregon State. Loyola's
going to win.
That's a lot of points, man.
That's just a lot of points.
And they've been playing good basketball. Like, they smacked Oklahoma State, and I thought Oklahoma State was pretty solid.
I would take Villanova against Baylor, too. Like, I think Baylor's going to win, but I don't like -7.
7 is a lot of points. I'm definitely taking...
Dude, these spreads are so off because a lot of these teams aren't supposed to be there.
Well... That's why we love the spread, man. I'm taking... Okay, so 1-1. What are you saying? Final decision on Loyola, Chicago, Oregon State. Not who's going to win the game.
I take Oregon State.
With the points?
+7 and a half.
All right, so that's a double hammer. Two for two. Got to hit it. All right. Villanova, Baylor. It's Baylor -7.5.
I'm taking Villanova +7.5.
I am too. I am too. That's a double hammer. Uh-oh. Need ya.
And we're going to agree on the next one, too.
Yeah.
I'm taking Oral Roberts +11. I'm taking
Oral Roberts. We love points, yes.
Dude, you get beat by 12 in the Sweet 16, like, Jesus, bro, come on.
Hey, I don't want to jinx it, so I'm already knocking on wood. There's literally wood right here in front of me, and I'm knocking on it. Typically, when we double hit it, it hits.
Why'd you say
it hits?
Why did you say that?
Because...
We're going to lose every bet.
No, we're not. I knocked on wood. If you're superstitious at all, I already cleared the slate for the boys. Don't even sweat it. I'm just trying to give the people confidence that, hey.
But on this one, I think I might buy it down a point. I might buy Houston down a point.
To 5.5?
And take Houston. I think they bury them.
I think I might just say Houston -6.5.
Really?
Syracuse is good. They did exactly what I thought they would do, but and it's time to get smacked.
I don't know if it's Houston. I mean, Houston's good.
Houston's sick.
All right, now let's go to Creighton versus Gonzaga. Right.
Gonzaga -13.
Dude, they have covered a lot of points. Spread.
I know.
Funny story. So before Clossy made the bet at Kraft House, we're sitting there. We both took
Norfolk State.
Norfolk State.
Ghost Party.
And, dude, how do you get beat by 50 or 40? What'd they get beat by?
43, 44.
Yeah, the spread was, what,
34?
33.5. Bro, what? Yeah, like we got a pickup team and played better than that.
We looked at every game in the NCAA tournament so far, and we said, okay, no one has lost by more than 31, and they're giving us 33.5. Surely they can cover 33.5. And
it was close at first.
It was. But then it was just a slaughter. And that's when I was like, okay, I've been hyping up Gonzaga all this time. They're legit. They actually are.
I'm glad they changed the channel when they threw that ball off the backboard and they dunked it.
Oh, right. Yeah. They changed it to the Texas game. So that is an interesting predicament. 13
points.
I'm taking
Creighton plus 13.
Okay, we're going to disagree here. I'm going to take Gonzaga minus 13.
Go with it.
Because you've taken the points twice and lost.
Both times.
I took the points first, lost, and then I took Gonzaga the second time and won. So I'm going to take Gonzaga again.
All right.
Creighton's good, though. Creighton's good. And they've been smacking teams. I had them going deep. I had them winning every game so far.
Like they're good every year.
Yeah, they're legit. When I was at Kansas State, we used to play them all the time, and guys at Kansas State would transfer there, so I'd kind of keep up. And
where is Creighton?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. My buddy played there.
Yep. So it was right down the road. We'd play them in baseball. It was right there.
Shout out Ryan Fitzgerald.
Okay. The only 1-4 matchup we have in the tournament, which was the lowest possible seeds in the Sweet 16. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Michigan, Florida State.
Michigan minus 2.5.
All day. I'm hitting it too. I think Florida State's good, but Michigan has been really good. Yeah. Sick. And Juwan Howard, I really like the fact that he's been there, done that as a player.
He's
I think
swaggy.
That speaks on a lot of things, and that can keep you motivated. He was a winner in his whole career, you know? And there's something to be said about guys that win.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to teach a winning culture.
They play hard as hell, too.
Oh, heck yeah. And they got some dog in them. They got some – I mean, shit. Juwan Howard's getting tossed out of games trying to fight the other bench, you know? Like, that's sick. That's a team that I'm willing to lose some money on. Like,
that's that 90s basketball, early 200.
Yeah, like 2000s. I'll go to war. I will go to war with that team. So, hey, if I throw 40 on it, 50 on it, and lose, I'll die with you guys.
I'll throw 100.
I don't know if I have 100 because
I got 100.
Here's the thing that I am concerned about.
Here we go. Give me it. I need it. Give me the knowledge.
This is J.O. This is probably going to be my Klosty take of the week right
here.
Oh,
guys, we forgot about that. We got a new segment. Every show, we're doing a Klosty take of the week.
Yes.
And here it is.
Yes, hold on. I have to say something. Klosty's take of the week is powered by Shark Logistics.
Powered by Shark.
Shark Logistics. If you need that, you want that, you got to have that, then you need Shark Logistics. Need ya. Give my boy a shout, Cody Hoffman, H-Town, Texas. He can get you anything you need anytime. Not like that, but good products. And yeah. He's the man, and he's a real good guy, so you might as well send him some love, send him some biz. Klosty take of the week. Bam, bam, bam. Actually, should it be wah, wah, wah?
Well, it matters what you say.
Sometimes you say things, I'm like, Jesus, Klosty.
Florida State can match up defensively with Michigan and give him some fits. And it's tourney time. Things can happen. So I can't throw 100. I'm not betting the rent. I'm not betting. Obviously, the rent's not 100, but I'm not throwing millies on it. I think it's just a good, 40, 50 spot. Good, like a little bit above an average bet, maybe.
Okay.
Nothing too crazy.
I can. That was probably the best Klosty take you've had yet. I can respect that one. Damn Florida it. State is not bad.
Okay, but yeah. So I can't throw 100, 50, 40.
I'm still probably going to throw 100.
We're not really into the units thing here.
No, we just...
You just have to make a concept of money of your own. So
unit things work, though.
Yeah, they do.
But we don't play around with them.
No. You bet what you want.
Yeah.
We just give you the picks, and we tell you more of a metaphorical amount of money.
So I'm telling you right now, I'm putting the lock emoji every time.
Yeah.
Every time I bet.
Or the steam emoji. You know it's one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Steam one's good. All right, move on. UCLA, Bama. Steam. Bama is minus 6.5 against UCLA.
What's their money line? What's the money line? I got it.
You want to guess?
Minus 280.
Damn it. I was going to say 240.
Yeah, minus 280.
That's too much. I like UCLA plus 6.5. Honestly.
Yeah, I like those.
Bama can shoot the three ball, but that's a risky thing to be reliable on unless you're Steph and Clay, you know?
So they're just jacking up threes right now?
In fact, I think in like the first game of the tournament, they had like a 9 or 10 minute stretch where they did not hit a single three.
Oh, hammer UCLA.
Yeah. Now that's obviously kind of out of the ordinary for them, but man, that's a pretty devastating stat line for a team reliant on the three. And 6.5 points is a lot of points. Again, that's good. That's really good. So the only one we've disagreed on is Creighton Gonzaga. Yeah.
I hate Gonzaga.
And then you like USC minus 2 against Oregon, and I hammering the Ducks.
I like USC.
Hammering the Ducks plus 2.
I like USC because they put it on Kansas.
They did. God damn,
they
man.
Smacked them boys.
Yeah, I had Kansas kind of going deep too, which if I have Kansas going deep, that should tell you I have some respect for them because I cannot stand Kansas. Hate Kansas. Hate Kansas Jayhawks. Screw them. But I had them going deep because I like to be right, and I was wrong. So time I bet on the Jayhawks ever. Idiot.
Jayhawks, man.
So that just about wraps up March Madness. We'll be keeping you up on the socials, obviously, with the bets we're taking. You've already got a little bit of a hint in the read. Now we've got those 8. We've got a little F1 coming in hot this weekend. For all you F1 fans out there, I am a new guy into the sport last year, so I like to learn about sports I don't know a whole lot about. And so I had a good friend, Kyle Bradford, put me on. And
bum.
Dude.
Nah, KB, love you, bro.
So, yeah, sick. This weekend, opening weekend, Bahrain. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. It's a little island. Like, little island in the Gulf of Arabia.
All right, well, while you look this up, I just want to let everybody know I have no clue what F1 is.
Really? F1 racing?
Zero idea.
Really? So it's like...
It's like NASCAR?
No. So NASCAR is like big loops. This is like a track. Like and you're in a...
It's like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, but you're not in cars. You're in like little... like Indy cars. You know what Indy cars are? The ones with like the fins and the wheels stick out. It's sick.
The ones you drive on the video game whenever you're like at Chuck E. Cheese or somewhere.
Yeah, and you're like, you're flying, bro. They go like 180.
Dude, do they not?
Whipping it.
Do they wreck?
Oh, yeah, dude.
But those cars are built to like roll and stuff, right?
Yeah, so they just invented this new thing called the Halo. And it's like you're sitting in the car and there's a big bar that comes right up in the middle, like basically right in your field of view, like right smack dab in the middle. And then it's a ring around that at the very top that connects to the chassis of the vehicle. Really? And this guy got clipped in like the second to last race of the year last year. He got clipped on his back end and basically just got his angle got turned back to the right. Didn't flip, literally stayed on the ground and just was going 140 dead ahead, but he got basically rotated and just went 140 straight into the wall. Smashed through the wall, like the roll cage in a NASCAR. Well, they have kind of a similar thing, but it's like a cocoon in the F1. Went all the way through the wall, lit on fire. He was in there for like a minute or maybe 2 minutes, like 2 minutes and like 19 seconds in fire. Like everyone, the race is already shut down. All the drivers are like looking at this and everyone's like, this guy's dead for sure. Like he went all the way through the wall.
Nothing.
Literally climbs out of that thing. Like people are got the fire extinguishers on him and he's like hopping out of there and he just burned his hands, like broke his hands and stuff. And that was it. And like if the Halo wasn't there, which is a new invention in the last 10 years, it's probably like 5, he would have been decapitated.
Like, that Halo's that strong.
Yeah. The Halo literally just penetrated straight through
the wall.
They're
pretty much riding in spaceships around on the ground.
Dude, it's nuts. It's so sick. And it's a super cool sport to watch. Lewis Hamilton is like the GOAT. He's won the last seven. Oh, maybe he's not the one the last seven. No, yeah, he has. Yeah, he's a seven-time world champ.
Who's and that I think, talking in the background?
Oh, yeah. Hey, first live studio audience of stay-at-home dads. Round of applause. Yeah. Forgot to mention, live studio audience, if you want to buy tickets, hit us up.
Ten a pop.
There's no concession stand, though. BYOB.
Yep.
And that was kind of an inside joke because of the concession stand that J.O. owns. Wow. Ba-doom-tsh. Love it. So, yeah, F1 starts this weekend, Bahrain. I'll show you geographically, J.O., so you can appreciate this. Let's see here. You're basically, so, you know Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Okay, that big old chunk. Now, on the north side of Saudi Arabia, there's a little, like, sea coming in. And that's huge. Like, that's a massive-ass body of water. And it's just this little island.
And they're just flying cars just over there.
Chilling in the middle of that. It's so nice. It's so sick. It's like, you know, it's all oil money, bro. All that oil money. You know how the UAE and all that. Pretty much the same thing.
And their cars are just going like spaceships.
Going. And so there's typically one race. I think there's 20. Every year it's a different number. But this year I think there's 22 or 23 races. And there's one per country.
One guy per country.
No. Oh. One race per country.
Oh, in that country.
Now there's a couple that have two. Like I think Italy might have two. And maybe France. Well, there's Monaco, which is a sick ass one. Have you ever seen Iron Man 2?
Mm-hmm.
Where he's like at that race and the dude comes out with the lightning tentacles and that's Monaco. That's the F1 race. So there's 20 racers, 20 drivers, none American, zero American. Heck no. They're all.
Why don't you be the first?
Bro, that's almost, it's impossible. I really don't know.
Where'd you practice?
You just become like go-kart. You come up on go-karts and stuff basically and you drive and Lewis Hamilton's a goat. He's from the UK. Black British dude.
Nice.
Sick. Dreads. Coolest. Honestly, probably the coolest persona athlete of all time ever. Just cool. Just chill. Like, his heart rate does not get above 20 beats per minute. He's swaggy.
My heart rate's higher than that right now.
Yeah, he's cool, bro. He's really cool. And so if you've never really been an F1 fan, go on Netflix. There's Drive to Survive. It's a Netflix show. It kind of teaches you about the sport, about the drivers and stuff. It's pretty entertaining. I mean, it's kind of some petty shit. They're all petty, bougie. It's like the bougiest sport in the world.
Really?
No doubt.
Besides that, what would you think is the bougiest sport in the world? I would say soccer.
Soccer maybe. I was going to say maybe golf.
Oh, it's 100% gotta golf.
Golf or
no
tennis.
No doubt. Maybe. So we're bougie.
Yeah.
We're kind of ratchet out there.
But yeah, but there's different levels of golf. I'm talking like high level golf is bougie, right?
Yeah, like we're like.
But like that's like saying high level racing is bougie F1. But like low level racing is like redneck.
So we're
shit.
Low level golf.
Yeah, that's it. That's
we're
it.
Like, we're it's like okay. Show up to the golf course on the time, barely. Little late, let guys go in front of us, get a Bloody Mary real quick, duff a couple shots, and just have a great time. And sell your clubs after.
Hopefully win enough money to play free golf.
Exactly. It's all we're winning, really.
Nothing else besides that.
Yeah. That's really the goal. Every time I go out there, I'm like, all right, I'm either playing for about $5 or 85.
I'm either paying for my round or I'm paying for JS.
That's exactly right. It's not tight. Not tight. And I finally came out on top. I've been going through it. Got some new clubs. Been going through it. But
played good golf.
I putted. And I putted horribly first nine holes. I had like three putts.
I'll tell you this, guys. I played terrible. But when the ball's in the water, I'm the guy you want over the ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hope y'all saw that. I hope y'all saw that on the socials. He hit two balls out of the water.
Yeah, that's how you know I suck. I'm always in the water.
One ball he hit out of the water saved him big time.
That was probably the best shot I hit of the whole day.
On
15.
15, yeah.
I was like in the water.
Yep.
I don't get, but hey, she's got to clip it right, man. Hey, she's got to clip it right. Hey, you set the angle the right way. She's got to clip it right.
So as we wrap up the March Madness and Klossy Take of the Week, shout out Shark Logistics. We'll go straight into the NBA. Free agency this week was just crazy. Like I said, we're filming here Friday morning. And so free agency, or not just free agency. I don't know why I keep saying free agency. The trade deadline was yesterday, and the trades were bonkers.
Rondo to the Clippers is a big...
Rondo to the Clips is sick. I love playoff Rondo.
Now they got a real point guard.
And Lou Will, I'm a really big Lou Will fan.
Oh, I like Lou,
he
too.
He can score the basketball, and he's so sick, and he's so...
Louis.
He's such an awesome team player to be able to just be the sixth man for that long and not necessarily be a asshole and be like, no, I want to get mine. He's gotten his. He's been very well paid for it, but there, you need guys like that if you want to win championships. And so I thought it was an interesting enough move, but I think it's going to, in the end, work out a lot better for the Clippers. I think Rondo in the playoffs, more of a facilitator. They can score. Clippers can score the basketball, man. They give tons of guys that can score the basketball.
Yeah.
I just think they need somebody that who is willing to facilitate a little more. So, yeah, that was awesome. Depot to the Heat. The Heat? I don't know what to think about the Heat. What do you think, J.O.?
I think that, like, during the bubble, they played good as a team, but I don't really think they're that good.
Okay, here's my bubble take. Miami Heat. Bunch of young dudes. Bunch of guys not far out of college. Got something to prove.
No fam.
No family. Wives, kids. The bubble wasn't this alarming thing to them.
They can just go and chill with the boys.
Yeah. Think about like when we played baseball, we were on the road like that, not seeing everybody. It was just us. Like, you get to see your homies. There's the NBA fraternity is awesome. You know, surely you have friends there. But for people like, now maybe not LeBron James because he's just that driven. But I think that there was people in the tournament. It was eating them up, man. It was eating them up. They didn't want to be there. And it didn't, I said the tournament, the bubble. It's understandable because they have kids and they have families and they're not used to being away from them that long and they have clients and endorsement deals and all this other
and
stuff.
And I couldn't even imagine with the family and like kids because like when you go, like when I went and played pro ball, like you're even like, oh, dude, like, oh, man, screw this. Like, I'd rather go hang out with my, like, I used to see all your friends doing this. Like, I couldn't imagine having kids and being like, dang, I can't see my son for 2-3 months.
Yeah.
Or however, they're a month or two.
And so they tore it up in the bubble because they were more comfortable than a lot of people. Yeah. And
they got Jimmy Buckets, baby.
Amen.
And that dude's ready to rock. Any day of the week.
Right out of my mouth, man.
Dude's ready to go.
Yeah, he's a really good motivator as a teammate. He gets flack for it. Some people hate him. Some people don't. I love it. I was like that until college. And then I took a bad seat. But in high school, I was the asshole guy that was like, hey, figure it out. Let's go. Whoa. I'm working hard over here. What are you doing? And I wasn't as good as everybody else in college. Someone else had to take that role on. That's a good place. But you need guys like that to be successful. You need somebody that's going to – a teammate, not a coach. A teammate that's going to hold you accountable because there's only so many eyes, man. There's only so many eyes. And there's only so many ears, and they don't necessarily hear – coaches don't necessarily hear – and understand all the things going on that players do. So
and
you
good
need
teams always have it.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. And sometimes it's your best player, and sometimes it's your fifth best player.
I mean, it could be the dude that's on the bench.
That's what I see a little bit about, like, a Rondo. Like, Rondo will rip his shit. But that's on the Clippers, that's probably the sixth best player.
But he'll tell you.
But he'll tell you.
But Kawhi won't.
No, I don't know.
We don't really know.
Yeah, we don't know enough about Kawhi.
But PG's been playing.
PG can play. PG's sick. He can stretch things out. He is sick on the wing. He can really good defender.
I think they might have a sneaky little run in the playoffs.
That's what I told you. I think that they're still the best team. No.
Well, is LeBron coming back?
Yeah, he'll be back
always.
No, no doubt. I don't. Always. He doesn't. I don't care if he has to have surgery to get a new foot.
back. Yeah, they'll customize him a shoe where he won't even feel it.
Yeah, seriously. Nike's already on it.
Yeah, Nike. As soon as he went down, they were like, what are we doing with these shoes?
What do we do?
What are we doing with these LeBrons? What do we do?
Yeah, they're about to, that's like when, wasn't it Nike that a couple years ago had a Zion Williamson blowout?
Oh, dude, what was that? Well, I mean, dude, that's a lot of force.
And everyone was like, oh, shit, oh, shit. And then all of a sudden, the next day or the next game, Adidas, Nike, Under Armour, all in their locker room, fitting Zion, saying, okay, we have a chance to sign this man in about 3 months, 2 months. Let's give him the best shoe we can give him.
Sign with Jordan.
Yeah, sign with Jordan. Sick. We've already been over the Jordan athlete. What a sick-ass thing. That's so cool. I was going to say that I thought the Clippers were the best team to compete against the Lakers. I've been thinking that for a while, at least in the Western Conference. I now might have to say the Denver Nuggets because they were busy yesterday during the trading deadline.
Who'd they get, Aaron Gordon?
Aaron Gordon. Mm. Sick. I think that's sick. Denver has been – I think Denver has been so good for like – quite a while, years now, several years, 3 years, probably 4 years, where they've been like quote unquote contenders, but just not enough. And everybody's hyped up about this Aaron Gordon trade, and I hope that it does work out. But part of me is still just not convinced, just based on their history. I'm like, oh.
Well, he's not really like a take over the game type of guy. He's just like a – I mean, he's big body. He can move well. I mean, shoots all right. But he can – he jams. So everybody gets excited when he does that. But he's not going to, like, win you games.
Yeah, he's an athlete. He's a super athlete. I would be interested to see what he does outside of Orlando because I think he's really solid at basketball, man. But Orlando is just – first of all, I don't really ever watch Orlando. I don't know – like, they literally – traded Vucevic, they traded Gordon, they traded Evan Fournier. I mean, they're starting over. And those guys, I hope, go off and play really well places because I'd like to know more about them. Everybody's hyping them up. I'd like to know a little bit more about them. So, it was cool. Depot to the Heat, crazy. Like we said... I think the Heat could honestly still be good. Hero, I think, is solid. Butler is good. Bam is obviously really good.
It's crazy because Hero didn't really play that good during the regular season last year.
No,
and then he got the playoffs, and maybe he's just a dog when it matters.
And, hey, if that's the case, more power to you, bro. That's sick. We like guys like that. I mean, the regular season is important because you'd like to get a good seed, and obviously you need to make the playoffs. But if you're in, you're in. And then it's – turn it on and let's ride. Yep. And Depot is awesome. I think he's really struggled this year in Houston. But
who hasn't?
Yeah, shit. Golly. The Rockets play the T-Wolves tonight, and it's the toilet bowl. They're playing for freaking number one pick.
Really?
Yeah, the T-Wolves are like 10 wins. Rockets have like 12.
So. Ew. I'm pretty sure it's the Timberwolves minus 2.5. Too.
Yeah, they should. I think I don't know. They should have just put that one even. The last time the Rockets won a game was.
They should have just put that even. Mm-hmm.
Give them a good old fashioned pick 'em. Those are fun. Those are fun. But yeah, a lot going on. I don't know if there was one just trade that just wow, holy crap! I can't believe that just happened. This team is going to win the ring now. They're going to win a ring, no doubt. Didn't see it. But it was a lot of action, a whole lot of action, way more than I'm typically used to. But good stuff to keep up with. We'll see what happens with Rondo in L.A. We'll see what happens with – I think Fournier went to the Celtics.
Yeah. When's playoff start?
Not a little while. I can figure that out for you, though. NFL free agency – and big topics. We might as well start with our boy, Deshaun. Has he released any kind of statement yet since the very first one that says, I'm looking forward to fighting this and clearing my name?
I don't know, but I know that there's like 12 girls now.
Oh, man.
So he might be in trouble.
That is a lot for it to be coincidence, man.
Yeah.
A lot.
12 girls, you're in trouble. But it, I mean, one girl, you're in trouble. But you do 12 girls get in trouble, like, he's probably going to have to sit out this year.
Dude, who knows what's going to happen? It's pretty I don't think, at least in recent years, I can remember of that many counts of anything.
But I'm pretty sure they have a new rule. Like, you can't, NFL guys, or I mean, anybody in general, but I'm pretty sure the NFL has a new rule that if you have any kind of, like assault or, like, legal, any legal
case
in, like that.
Ongoing.
Especially active. With a female, you're done.
Wow.
Because remember, I'm pretty sure they made it after that Ray Rice thing. That's why AB couldn't play. Remember, he was on the Patriots and they took him off? The Patriots released him, but it was still because, like, it's a whole new rule that I don't know if I'm right, but I'm pretty sure that you can't play if you have, like, any kind of, like, assault or anything like that. Scandal.
Bro.
Which you should. I mean, you should not be allowed to play if you're just running around doing stuff like that.
Golly, man. It will be very interesting to see what kind of evidence of this comes out. I mean, that's a lot of counts.
Yeah, like, he has a great-looking girlfriend.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, relax, bro.
You wouldn't think you would need something like that, but...
But, I mean, 12 girls is... That's hard to
unless
beat.
Unless there's, like, some serious group collusion.
Which, like, one of the best lawyers he has is in Houston. They have one of the best lawyers.
Yeah. And he doesn't take things that are not... legit.
Yeah. So
that's a horrifying thing to think about. And poor guy. I mean, not poor guy if it's true, obviously, but life can change really quick. Mm-hmm. Really quick.
Trying to get a new contract. Now he's just trying to play.
I wonder if the Texans are the ones who just hired PIs and were like, let's go find some beef on Deshaun Watson to trap him and keep him in Houston. How about that for a take?
Conspiracy.
How about that for a take?
What are you on, Joe Rogan? Conspiracy, baby.
How about that one, man? Yeah. Oh. Hey, NBA playoffs start May 22nd.
Okay.
So we got plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time. That's my conspiracy of the week. That's some funny shit, huh? Oh, man. I mean, dude's kind of a generational talent. As far as the overall resume,
we'll see, you'll,
great in college, great in the NFL, proving himself over and over.
And he's never really got in trouble.
Got in trouble.
And he's always been like a good teammate, plays hard.
What's his face? Clemson head coach said he's basically MJ. Passed it on Michael Jordan.
And then he got Trevor Lawrence. So let's see
how and then he got touchdown Jesus. Perfect segue into mock draft. Mel Kiper, mock draft.
Four quarterbacks going all for four picks.
What?
That might be true.
What?
That's crazy, though.
You cannot be serious, man. That's nuts. And I hope it's true. Honestly, just to say it happened. I don't think... I didn't realize that Trey Lance guy had played so little. And everyone's just fired up about him.
Not a big fan if you're not playing D1 football.
He had played, and he really hasn't played that much since 2019.
Not really a big fan of that, but
because Division II is playing this spring.
Yeah. So is he playing?
No. Why would he?
Exactly.
He played, yeah. How about that?
I'm not a big fan of that. Not a big fan of that.
That's alarming to take him forward.
I don't think Zach Wilson's that good either. I also don't think Mac Jones is that good. That you think Mac Jones is so good.
Mac Jones is tight.
I mean, cool dude. But I just don't think
he can get it done. He's a nice quarterback.
Bro, I could have completed those passes if Devontae Smith was so open all the time.
Well, I'm not disagreeing that they do have a lot of low, short passes, but he also threw some really good deep passes. He was an accurate quarterback.
I just don't think that he's going to move like that to the NFL level.
Just depends on who gets them.
Honestly, that has a lot to do with it. Because if you have those weapons and you get picked on another team, it don't really matter.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned for everybody, for all four of those quarterbacks. I think they're all going to some places that are sketchy. Because Matt Ryan is not that good now, but he was good. He was, and the Falcons weren't anything super spicy besides maybe a couple years. Not the Falcons. The Jets is going to be horrifying for Zach Wilson. Why would they pick Zach Wilson over Justin Fields in the two-hole? It seems ridiculous to me.
Justin Fields has played good football.
Really good football against really good play teams every single game.
And won. Yes. He lost to Coastal Carolina. I'm not having it.
And I understand Justin Fields played on a better team, but Justin Fields carried that team.
Yeah. He's about to come run out of 4-3-3. Everybody's about to freak out.
That would be just a wicked mistake by the Jets. I'd rather you just keep Sam Darnold.
But I like Justin Fields, so I would be happy if they took Zach Wilson and Justin Fields went to,
Carolina.
Mm-hmm. I think that – bro, imagine Justin Fields and Christian McCaffrey.
Mm.
Don't play around with him.
That would be sick.
Don't play around with him.
That's like young Cam.
Bro, what about this? Seahawks are trying to get Antonio Brown.
Ooh. And DK, they're not going to trade.
DK, Antonio, Lockett, little DJ Moore. Ooh, and we got Carson back. Our O-line's just garbage.
Dude. Garbage. Trash.
Tragic. Can you imagine that?
Real quick, sorry. I got a little distracted. You know how many of the top 10 picks are first? Okay, let me just ask this. How many of the top 10 picks are defensive players?
One.
Which pick?
Swain, the cornerback from Alabama.
What pick is he? It's not, I don't know if it's, I think he is from Bama, but I don't know if that's the right guy.
Yeah, it's Swain.
Surtain,
not Swain. What am I thinking? Surtain. It was close.
It was.
The quarterback for Bama, though, right? Number two?
Yes.
He ran like a 4.45 or something the other day.
Yes.
What pick is he going to be? Oh, shit, if all four of the quarterbacks are going four, I think it'll be 5.
10.
Really?
First 9 picks are all offensive players, at least on that mock draft. Mel Kiper's.
Who's he going to?
Cowboys.
Thank God. They need him.
Right? Let's go.
They need more than that.
Heck yes. Heck yes. So that'll wrap things up here this week. Stay at home, Dad Sports. Once again, check us out on the socials. We'll be sending out those picks. I hope you guys are hopping on our March Madness train. It's nice to take a little deep breath and just have a couple days to relax before tomorrow when it all starts up again. And I'm very excited that it's back. I'm not saying I don't want it back. I'm just saying, hey, good little decompression.
I like our picks, though, what we're about to ride with. I like it.
Really like our picks. So hit us up on the socials if you're riding with us, winning that hashtag free money. And, yeah, keep up with the bracket. We got some gear coming your way if you're the champ in your episode. Much love. Klosty out.
J-O out. See ya.